Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, have you been told to go hit the shower? And then as somebody said, should I take a cold shower or a hot shower? And, you know, having made my husband take cold showers often throughout our marriage, I have been asked to weigh in on what is better, a cold shower or a hot shower. Should you be doing that Arctic freeze, polar ice jump, submersion thing when your friends say, let's all get naked and jump into the Lake Erie or the Atlantic Ocean in the middle of January? I'm not a fan of the cold water. I like cold better than hot. I'd rather live in snow than a desert. But, you know, I do love living in Las Vegas, Nevada, but I really miss not having snow around Christmas time. But when it comes to showers, I like a nice, warm, hot shower. But do cold showers offer benefits? We see a lot of athletes jump into ice baths. So are cold showers and cold plunging the way to go? Dutch world record-setting Wim Hof apparently says they endure near-freezing temperatures for extended periods and combines a unique breathing technique. And certain athletes have been touting those benefits. So cold water can be beneficial if it's not ice cold by constricting blood flow. However, that could also be the devil in disguise. That's one of the cons to cold water. So if you're trying to decrease inflammation, such as, you know, you're kind of in an amorous mood, you're all tingly and warm inside, and your date's like, oh, hell no. Yeah, and you're like, all right, you know, I have to go back to work, go about my day. A cold shower will probably change the circulation to certain areas, if you know what I mean. And if you are inflamed after having a really, really bad workout, sometimes the coolness will decrease inflammation and swelling because of vasoconstriction. Cold water could also release endorphins, help alleviate pain. That's why we tell you to ice your sprained ankle or your sprained knee. Ice reduces inflammation. You have to be careful. Of course, you need to protect the skin, and you don't want to overdo it because you don't want a frostbite. But we have known people to have an immediate anesthetic event or even endorphin surge by cold. I don't worry, because if you have a heart condition, you don't want your blood vessels constricted any more than you can. Blood vessel restriction will also raise your blood pressure. So if you have cardiovascular problems, we usually tell you to avoid the cold, especially like shoveling snow. You know, when people moved south or did the snowbird thing, part of it was medical recommended. Because doctors are like, there's more heart attacks in the cold. Get away from the cold. Get outside. Get more sun. You need more ambient weather. So trying to shock your body with cold might not be the best thing for you. Although, if you are in pain, like if you have plantar fasciitis, where you wake up in the morning and you're limping, or your feet are really killing you at the end of the day, get some cold peas. You know those frozen peas where you have those big bags? Now, not the ones where it's a block. You need them to be able to move and conform. Grab a bag of frozen peas, put your foot on it, and you don't necessarily have to eat the peas, but you could use that as a great ice pack and just kind of roll your foot in it. It'll help with the pain. I think we underutilize ice. But in terms of risks of cold, the other thing I notice are hives. Fox News talks about this too. Where coldness can cause hives, it can also cause prickly pain in your fingers and your ears and the tips of your nose as the blood is shunting to protect your brain and heart. For those of you with Raynaud's syndrome, it's pretty painful. If you're pregnant or breastfeeding, we don't recommend the cold showers. So that's something to think about. Now, for me, I like hot showers. I like warm. And so it relaxes my muscle. I take a hot shower before I go to bed so I can fall asleep. And so somebody can also say that the hot showers release endorphins also. It shouldn't be too hot. You don't want to burn the skin. But I got to tell you, the warmth helps me. So I think, you know, warm works. Although some people, Caitlin Spears is a certified health, nutrition, and fitness coach in Miami. She does a 30 to 60 second warm shower, then 30 to 60 seconds of cold water. She says you do this for a few cycles as you build up your tolerance, and then you can extend the cycle time. And so, you know, I don't know if it's really worth doing cold therapy. I know I love going out into the snow, and I know I love getting cold, but then when my body's like, get the hell out of this and get warm, I want to get warm. And there is that euphoria when you're warming up by a fire. I remember we were seeing my boyfriend's family in Truckee, Northern Nevada, and we were freezing. And the way the little house was built where his mom lived was when you walked in, there was a really, really old house. So you walked in, it was one story, and you walk right into a fire pit. So you walk right into the house, and it's the fire pit. So it would warm up, and then we walked into the house. I love that. That, to me, puts me in a great mood. Maybe going from cold to warm, I don't know. But I don't usually tell people to take cold showers. I do like the idea, though, of... of using ice to decrease inflammation and using the warmth to relax muscles. But some people do make a mistake if they get into a car accident and they immediately use a heating pad. You really need to use ice for the first couple days of inflammation. Now, you can alternate ice and heat, but if you got into a car accident or you just got into some trauma, sometimes you need to, on those localized body parts, apply cool to decrease the inflammation and the swelling. So that's why you'll hear most of us providers say alternate ice and heat. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
On the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, Jason, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So we talk about travel a lot. We talk about Disney a lot. We also talk about poop. Never did I think we would have to kind of combine all these subjects. So apparently, well, a good friend of mine sent me this article on how there are reports of people defecating in line at Disneyland. I could believe it. I've been to Disneyland multiple times. And when you are stuck in line and you need to go to the bathroom, it's almost impossible. And the way they have the line set up in these rides, is you can't just go under a rope, go potty, and then come back and slip right in. You would have to, and some of these lines are single file, you would have to go, excuse me, pardon me, excuse me, excuse me, and people are mean. People waiting in line in Disneyland are mean. And if you say, my husband's there, my kid is there, I swear I'm not taking cuts. You'll have some people go right ahead, go, I'm a mom too, whatever. You'll have other people go, yeah, that's BS, sorry, back of the line. And you're like, but my baby's up there. So I learned early on that if I have to go potty at Disneyland, do so before the ride. And I've also learned to maybe avoid a 70-minute line ride. Just avoid it completely. It's not worth being trapped in a line for 70 minutes. Well, other people that don't like those two options, right, to either go potty before or to skip the ride, are using option number three, which is, I guess, just pooping in the line. Now, I've never seen that. Now, I've been to Disneyland in a while, but apparently at Disney World, a subreddit, there's been a Reddit post where workers, cast members say, oh yeah, all the time. This is not anything new. And you wonder why Disney's having trouble hiring. You know? So apparently, a user wrote, I'm in the queue or line for Rise of the Resistance. Someone let their kid take a dump on the floor, and then they walked out and left it. WTF. And then an employee elaborated on it, saying, fun fact, this was one of three poop-related incidents, I can't use the word he used, at Rise today. Less fun fact, I was here for all three of them. And it's not just children. Apparently, there are reports that grown-ups potty. A person claiming to have stayed at the Pop Century Resort in Buena Vista says they left the room one morning only to encounter a massive adult-sized turd on the walkway. A visitor continued, I have many questions. It wasn't even full. It was half. You know, I got to tell you, forensic, you know, scientists or criminologists, there's a lot you could determine. Remember when we tried to determine the Amber Heard dog poo-poo incident on Johnny Depp's bed? There's a lot you could glean from a picture of a poop. I'm just telling you right now. But another person said they were in line at Haunted Mansion for Disneyland. A little girl started vomiting in line. Did the parents take her somewhere more appropriate? No. They stayed in line. People aren't going to give up on a line if they've been there 45 minutes. They said, you'd be surprised how often we get called to clean a code V at a restaurant. And the parents insist on staying and finishing out the meal. Poor kid looks miserable. I've noticed in hotels, I haven't gone to Disneyland that often since COVID, but I've noticed a lot of dirty diapers in the hallways, and I have noticed a lot of excrement and vomit in hallways in hotels placed there. Meaning, and I think what's happening is when you stay at a hotel now, you aren't going to have your room cleaned every day, which I really don't mind. After seeing the videos of, you know, people going into your stuff and all that, I don't need, and, you know, I don't really, you know, need anybody. I could clean up after myself. I could make my bed and all that. I never make the bed, by the way. So I actually don't like the bed made. I want it comfortable, and I want to be able to kick my feet and all that. So I'm like, you don't have to, you know, and I really don't dirty up a toilet that much in a day or two. So contrary to popular belief. But I noticed that hotels say you're not going to have your room cleaned every day. Why? For the climate. We're conserving the climate. No, it's because they don't have staff. Maybe they are trying to help the climate, and you know, but it's because they don't have the staff. So if people know that during their stay, they're not going to get a room cleaning, and they have poo-poo diapers and all this, and there's no public garbage, they're throwing it into the hallway. And yes, you're seeing this stuff. I am seeing excrement in the public. Now, it could be from somebody homeless, somebody, but public defecation is an issue, which is you wouldn't think that you would see it in Disneyland. Disneyland is one of the cleanest places. Because their cast members are always there. You rarely see litter. And I mean, kudos to the Disneyland team. having millions of people walk through and leave stuff, to be on top of that, wow. But I do have a bone to pick with how the lines are done. There is no wiggle room. And see, as a physician, you know, I know as personal, I'm like, okay, how do I leave to go potty? But as a physician, thank God I've never had an issue and I've never had to poop in the middle of line. But as a physician, I always worry about a medical issue. And I also worry about how people are with lines. So we have a ride in Disneyland in L.A., in Anaheim, the Indiana Jones ride. And some of these other rides, Splash Mountain, some of these other rides, when you're single file, you go like into a little cave. Rise of the Resistance, I think, also has this too. But there's some more people around and more open space. And you can't really yell and scream. There's not really a lot of cast members. There might be an exit door 50 people down. And so you wonder if somebody is feeling ill and somebody says, go get help. And they look, and you're kind of boxed in. Don't be claustrophobic and go to Disneyland. And you're kind of boxed in. And you could lose your place in line. Are people doing it? You know, if there's individuals that have no problem with their family members throwing up and potting and doing whatever. Now, in parents' defense, can I just say, okay, when you have kids, if you have a kid who's sick, absolutely, you know, you're supposed to leave. But a lot of parents may have the type of kids where they just blap, and they're good. I'm good. Let's go on the ride. I was like that. You know, we were fishing for barracuda, and I got seasick, and I'm throwing up, but I'm still fishing. So I'm throwing up into the water. The guys, because I was the only woman on the boat, they're like, it's good. It's good. It's bait. Fish love it. So they didn't mind. As long as they didn't mind, I'm vomiting, and I'm fishing. I'm vomiting, and I'm fishing. And I kept going, and I got the biggest fish of the boat, fish of the day. So for me, I'm not going to stop. I feel better just doing what I do. So some parents are probably like, who cares if they throw up? They're still fine. What do I do? I take them out. They're going to want to go back in line. So I'm going to stay. But you really do have to figure out how to clean up your mess. So my worry is if there's a medical issue, these lines really worry me. Because you are stuck. Now, it's a small world. It's nice because it's outside. So you could wave somebody down. You know, there's lifeguards because of the boats or whatever, or you could, you know, call a cast member over. It's outside. But when you're winding in these lines, Space Mountain, there could be nobody for miles, it seems like, and you're stuck there. So you really have to rely on other people. Now, one way, if you are stuck, okay, one thing you can do is you could tell the person behind, I will leave the line. If you leave the line, they'll love you. If you help me get everybody else to let me go through. And usually if you say medical emergency, we're leaving the line, you know, you'll get to move a couple steps. Most likely people will help. But if you're trying to come back in the other way, not going to happen. Not going to happen. So, you know, Disneyland back in the news for the poop. It just, to me, highlights that we, you know, might have to have a better way of doing things with these lines. But the average person cannot stand in a 70-minute line. And, yes, it's going to manifest, and then probably pooping on the ground. Or vomiting. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Today, voters in regions across the country will participate in elections. Kentucky's incumbent Democrat Governor Andy Beshear is vying for a second term, competing against Republican candidate Daniel Cameron, who has received an endorsement from presidential candidate Donald Trump. In Mississippi, Republican Governor Tate Reeves is running for re-election and facing a challenge from Democrat Brandon Presley. The mother of a child killed in last year's mass shooting at Robb Elementary School is on the ballot today for mayor of Uvalde, Texas. Senate Republicans, in an attempt to secure America's wide-open southern border, have a list of immigration reforms they want to put on any foreign aid package for Ukraine. The proposal from Senators Lindsey Graham, Tom Cotton, and James Langford include finishing the border wall, more pay for Border Patrol agents, and changes to the nation's asylum laws. Lance Pry, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
In 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, while many of you are still trying to find the memo on things you're not supposed to say in this day and age anymore, you kind of have forgotten that there's still a lot of words that we don't use anymore because they're old-fashioned. But I'm noticing a lot of terms are coming back. So one term, phrase that was used a lot when I was growing up is, are you guys down for this? We'll go to a movie. Who's down? I'm down. I started noticing about 5-6 years ago, people were using that, young kids. My son. I told him, we're going to go up with our friend's kids to go up snowmobiling. He goes, I'm down. They're down. That's come back. I say awesome. a lot. Awesome. Totally awesome. From the 80s. People still use awesome. What don't they use? Well, I'm looking at an article right now. 15 old-fashioned slang that boomers and millennials need to ditch right now. Notice they didn't bring up Gen X because probably they were Gen X. But they probably meant boomers and Gen X's. So groovy. I haven't heard the term groovy since the 70s or when you see a show, like maybe the 70s show or something that's bringing that up. That is groovy. I do hear, apparently that came from the 60s. That new outfit is groovy. Okay, groovy was apparently, you know, peace, love, freedom. I am hearing younger kids go groovy. That's groovy. Some people like the retro thing, but I would, if you're older, if you're younger, you could get away with it. But if you're older, no, stop the groovy. Rad. I never used rad in the 80s. That's rad. I didn't like that in the 80s, but it's short for radical, impressive, totally rad. No, that's done. I hated tubular. In the 80s, they were like tubular. And like sports and, you know, totally tubular. Like, it's all, almost like rad. No, we don't use that. A phrase I hated in the 80s was gag me with a spoon. Just gag me with a spoon. I hated that. Was it Valley Girl talk? I don't know. I didn't like it. Gag me with a spoon means you want to just gag. People will say gag me, you know, or blah, but I, no, just don't do that. I also never used cowabunga. Cowabunga, I think, came from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I wasn't really big on that. I think my brother might have been. So cowabunga, dude, that was something also from the 80s. Righteous. Totally righteous. Now, righteous, even though that was in the 70s, you know, righteous, I think of Little Nemo. Because I think of, or I think of, oh my gosh, who's the Matrix and John Wick? Why can't I think of John Wick and the, whoever the guy is and that? Oh my gosh, I can't believe, you know, I'm sorry. There's no way I am going to space on this. Hold on a second. Oh my gosh. Okay. And it was just on the tip of my tongue. There we go. Keanu Reeves. I think of him, righteous dude. I think of righteous in the 90s, but apparently that had its origins in the 70s. But I think Squirt and the Crush, the turtles in Nemo. Totally righteous dude. I think of Nemo, so I think righteous can still be used, but it's old school. Bogus. Now, I hear a lot of bogus. They're saying that don't use bogus anymore. Bogus means it's fake. It's not genuine. Totally bogus, dude. But I'm hearing a lot of people are saying it's bogus. I'm hearing bogus come back, but they're saying don't use it anymore. Who's they? Who knows? A term I never liked, but I accidentally started using was cool beans. Cool beans. I don't like it. I never liked it. That, I think, started in the 90s. Cool beans, kind of dorky. Word. Dahlia, I think we need a new president. Word. Word, I remember seeing in Lethal Weapon 3. So that was the 90s. Word was big in the 90s, meaning truth or agree or 100%. So word. I still see people use that a lot. Faux shizzle. That was, I guess, popularized by Snoop Dogg. Meaning for sure, definitely not using that anymore. Let me see, what else do we have? Talk to the hand. Oh my gosh, I hated that. In the 90s, talk to the hand, where you would put up your hand, and that, how rude, how inappropriate. Meaning, I don't want to hear excuses, or I don't even talk to me. So that's gone. Fresh. So DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Fresh was big in the 80s. And I'm hearing that come back a little bit. Going, that's fresh. Still old school. No, not using that. As if is something that we heard in the 90s. It was, again, something like, you know, I think it came from Clueless. doubt, sarcasm. Clueless, I think, was in the 2000s, but people be like, as if. Again, I don't like that at all. What's up? That was from the 90s. What's up? Now it's sup. Actually, I don't even think people do sup anymore. Sup was a few years ago. Because sup, that's short for what's up. I don't think we're doing those anymore either. All that and a bag of chips. She acts like she's all that and a bag of chips. I guess mocking self-importance. Nope, I never, ever use that. Another thing I couldn't stand was psych. You know, you really thought I'd lend you my car? This is being reported by Bookworm Era. Psych! That was stupid. I hated that. Don't know why that was popular. That was in the 90s. Let me see if we have any more. So, you know, it's interesting that, you know, we have these sort of terms that we use now. And as I said, people are already kind of struggling to try to figure out what not to use, you know, in terms of terms, because some things are just not appropriate anymore. But, you know, interesting, friends. Friends brought up a lot of the cultural sort of changes. And with Matt Perry dying and people, you know, still just in shock because he was one of the first major, major stars in that generation to have left. I mean, we all were shocked with Tina Turner and Suzanne Somers and Olivia Newton-John, but to the younger people, they didn't connect with those individuals like they connected with Chandler Bing. And me too. I even cried. That was not easy to take. But some of the trivia of Friends is fascinating. You know, and you learn this in memoirs. I've always known this. Like Courtney Cox. Courtney Cox, exquisite. She was on Family Ties. She was supposed to be one of the head stars. And actually, she was going to be Rachel. Because she's beautiful and exquisite and all that. And from what I heard, she didn't like the role. She wanted to be the Monica role. When she learned about the Monica role, that's what she wanted. And Rachel ended up being the gorgeous bombshell. Even though Monica was always beautiful, people wanted to look like Rachel. It's not that they wanted to look like Monica, they wanted to look like Rachel. And Monica, Courtney Cox, you know, exquisite. So it's fascinating to see how that change happened, although I think Courtney Cox did an amazing Monica. I guess Joey was supposed to be a jerk. They were going to have him more of a jerk. And Joey's like, but they're supposed to be friends. Why would they like him if he's a jerk? Chandler Bing was supposed to cheat on Monica when they were together. They were supposed to have that sort of drama. And Chandler Bing's like, but people are going to hate him. Why would we do this? You know, people love Chandler. Why would you make people, you know, hate him? So they dropped that out of it. There was a bunch of other trivia that I thought was kind of fascinating with Friends. I love kind of learning about that. Chandler Bing did ask Jennifer Aniston out. She said no. I think Julia Roberts made Chandler Bing write a thesis or do a math test prior to her role. Interesting stuff. 1-877, Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. So as we talked about with the Delta flight and the child with an allergy, I think we as society are a little mixed on and confused about how we proceed. Is it that we're going to be a society that is going to bend over backwards and help one person? Or are we going to try to build resilience, right, in people knowing, look, you're going to have to overcome and adapt? And I don't think society as a whole knows where to go with this. So, for example, right, I would have a every month a period. It was horrible. Painful. Trying to do 36-hour shifts and not get toxic shock. Dealing with the pain, the cramping. But I did. I overcame. Would I have wanted work to make special arrangements for me? No. God, no. How embarrassing would that have been? I'm trying to compete with men, and I have to have a different shift just to allow for me to have a period. However, would it have been nice if I had bad days? Yeah. So for some people, they would love the accommodation. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days off every month for their period paid. That would be a nice thing. Would it foster resentment? Would it put women back a few decades? Would men not want to work with us? Possibly. So I personally would decline it. I'd be like, I don't need it. I'll work around it. But it does stink to have to deal with that. It's very uncomfortable. I might need a little bit more flexibility. Let me go to the bathroom, you know, so I don't have an accident, you know, in case it's a bad day. But, you know, there's been debate on what should we do for people in periods. I see articles on the motherhood penalty. People are being, shall we say, penalized at work because they're a mom. Now, I'm kind of mixed on that, because what kind of penalty are we talking about? If you are working 30 hours and somebody's working 40 hours, so you're making 30 hours of pay, when the person who's working 40 hours is making 40 hours of pay, I don't look at that as a penalty. You're working 30 hours, you get paid for 30 hours. But some people think that that is unfair, that, you know, because you have to be dealing with the baby and the kids, you need to be able to get compensated for that. On whose back? Why does an employer have to do that? Why do the coworkers have to cover? See, I look at motherhood not as a penalty, as a blessing. I got to be the one to carry the baby, and I got to be the one to give birth. I'm glad I'm a woman. I mean, trust me, love sports, love wearing my husband's boxer briefs. You know, I could very easily be a dude. But I got to experience what my husband never will be able to. And I feel bad for him. And I have a bond with my child that nobody else would. I don't need you guys to compensate for that. And when I see, like Fortune, the motherhood penalty is outdated and toxic attitudes are driving women out of the workplace, I'd like to know what these outdated and toxic attitudes are. I mean, are you not allowed to breastfeed at work? That stinks. That is outdated. You should be able to breastfeed at work, and you should have a private place. That's what the Affordable Care Act protected against. But, you know, if you need to be on bed rest, who pays for that? You know, there's this idea that the employer has to always cover everything. You do that, the employer is not going to want to hire a pregnant person. You know, when we start to make employers, I mean, if the state wants to compensate people for their time off, they can do that if that's what the taxpayers want. But when you tell a boss you have to pay, then, you know, eventually we have the reverse discrimination thing. I thought we're doing equal pay for equal work. If a man says, look, I'm showing up for 40 hours and then some, but I'm making the same money as somebody who gets to leave early, that's not equal pay for equal work. And I don't want, as a woman, to be disliked any more than a lot of women already are in the workplace, you know, when I'm not asking for that. It was really difficult raising two kids while doing my practice and all that, which is why, thank God, I owned my own business and I didn't work for somebody. When I did work for somebody, thank God my husband handled things and we had daycare. But I would have never asked for somebody to pay for me to not work or to cover me. You know, and We got to get this out of our minds that kids are a burden. I keep hearing and seeing the term the burden of child care. The burden of child care. Having children is a blessing. It's a choice. And if it wasn't by choice, it's a blessing that we have a baby in our lives. But we keep talking about it as women are going to be screwed. Women are going to lose their jobs. Women are not going to be able to have a career. And I think it's all part of the master plan to diminish the population. There's this big push to have less population because it'll help the climate and help the world. And I don't really like that idea. And I, you know, if you want to work and you want to have a baby, you'll be able to find a way to make it work. If an employer needs all hands on deck, you know, they need all hands on deck. I mean, I was pregnant when I had the baby. I mean, if I had to take off, I had to take off, but it would be unpaid. You know, but they weren't going to fire me. It just, they're not going to pay me for me to be off if I were to use PTO. But luckily, you know, I got everything I had to get done. I worked as hard, if not harder. I delivered more babies than my male counterparts during my final year in residency when I was pregnant. And I never got it easy. And I wouldn't ask for that. So maybe what we need to do is change the conversation to, you know, are you a flexible employer? I mean, if I needed time off, I would tell them, you don't have to pay me for time off. But, so my paychecks don't suffer, is there any way I could work extra hours? See, what I would probably do is say, look, if I do have to take off because my kid is sick, how can I make up the hours? I want the work done. I'll even work at night. I could even work on the weekend. But if I have to take off in the middle of the week because of my kid's school and all that, does your job offer a way where I can make up those hours? Because I don't want you paying me the same for less work. I want to put the work in. It just, I might need a more flexible schedule. And that's how I would approach it. Not that I'm telling you work nights or whatever, but for me, that's what I would do. If I had to leave early because of my kid, I would make it up at night. If I had to switch shifts, I would cover somebody for Christmas. I would always do something that was such an extra positive that they wouldn't be upset that I had to take off. But I rarely took off because thank God I had my husband to help. But, you know, they're saying women are leaving the workplace. It is hard to be front desk or to wait tables when you have a child in the background that needs you. You know, raising children is a full-time job. It's just we have a society now where, you know, fast food, if we're paying workers $20 an hour, your fast food is expensive. If we're paying, you know, waiters and waitresses and we're making tips, also minimum wage, now food is going up. So as prices go up, it's forcing people to need to have two incomes. But that shouldn't be on the employer. 1-877-DOCSALLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Z.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.